This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Things are getting scary and creepy around here because Halloween is right around the corner. Halloween at Disney.
Love it.
The people love the Disney and here.
And the Halloween.
And the Halloween. All of it. Smash it together and just enjoy. This hour's code word in our Disneyland Halloween giveaway is pumpkin. P-U-M-P-K-I-N. Take the word pumpkin and text it to our contest text line, 20357. You'll get yourself entered to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. That word once again is pumpkin. Good luck. It's a pumpkin. Halloween at Disney. I bet that's just a ball. I've never been there at Halloween time. I bet it's incredible.
I might not have either. I don't think I have. But I'm a big fan and looking forward to my next trip.
Yeah, it's just so, they just do it right. It's worth every penny. Then they want a lot of your pennies too. So it's, you know, it's good that it's worth that.
Yeah.
Like people save forever to go on a big Disney vacation. So we've got, you know, 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Incredible. Incredible. Things that aren't incredible. Divorce.
No, I haven't heard anyone that said they had a fun divorce.
Yeah, no one is like, you know, divorce was incredible.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. God, it went great. She gave me all the money.
Can't wait for my next one.
Incredible. Yeah. Oh, you want to hook up so you can be my next divorce? Yeah, nobody is like incredible in divorce. You might say I got incredibly screwed in a divorce. So this is the opposite of incredible. Dave Grohl hired a divorce lawyer before announcing he had a baby outside of his marriage. We talked about this a lot yesterday. Dave Grohl, out of the blue for the rest of us, clearly not out of the blue in his life, but out of the blue for us, he posted up that he had had he has a new baby daughter born outside his marriage. And that he plans to raise her with love and support, and that he's working very hard to regain the trust and forgiveness of the people that he's in an actual, you know, married family with, the three daughters and the wife of 20 plus years. And we talked a lot about that. Like, you know, he's a human. He's made a mistake. He's a famous human, too. And so when this stuff starts to come out, I guess maybe there was some pressure for him to reveal this, just so that it couldn't be used against him. Like, who knows why? But it's not like he didn't know that some trouble was coming. Because there's some shots of them from 2 months ago. Like, he clearly knew that he had a baby on the way. And it's the whole fam, and they're all smiling and happy, and everyone looks relaxed and perfectly fine at some event or other. And sometime between, I don't know, then and now, maybe, he went and got himself someone to get some advice from, I guess.
Well, it makes sense. He's got he's made a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Between Nirvana and Foo Fighter money, he's worth, I mean, what is he worth?
Let's look it
up. $100 million.
Oh, you know what? I'll guess, I'll say $250. I think Dave Grohl is worth, but who knows? Let's find out. Dave Grohl net worth. Oh boy.
Far more than we even thought.
Yeah, $330 million.
Okay. Well, that was back when records were made and sold.
Yeah.
Also, he did that movie, the sound studio thing.
The horror thing?
It was like a music movie. It was like that. Remember that studio he bought and put back together and then they made music? You don't remember this?
I don't. I remember him doing a series.
It was a movie of some kind. Was it a series?
I don't know.
It was.
I thought that was the one where he was just traveling around and hanging with various... I don't remember the studio one.
Anyway, he's done a bunch of stuff.
He probably has a production company. It probably does things that he's not even involved in. He just collects the money for.
Made an even bigger pile than we thought, though.
Yes.
Okay.
An astonishing pile of money. $330 million. Mm-hmm. So, and I have no idea. Like, look, people go into marriages without prenups all the time. I have no idea if he had a prenup or not. But it sounds like he knew he had a problem where ladies were concerned.
The ring was already off the wife, though, months ago. Is that what you're telling? Yeah, that's what you just said, right?
He hired a divorce lawyer. That doesn't mean she knew he was going to go for a divorce or that she had any idea that this was happening. I have no idea. I don't have a timeline of any kind for you.
I saw a headline that read, the wife was seen without her ring on and no one even noticed it. Until this announcement happened. It was weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
So
well,
she already had the ring off.
There's a photo of them from 2 months ago that I really felt like everyone looks relaxed and happy. And so I just made the assumption that it was, oh, and actually over the summer, they went to Wimbledon together. Like they look perfectly happy there. And they say people, you know, notice he's Dave Grohl. So there he is in the stands. They're laughing. They're having fun. They're chatting away. So I don't know when this bomb dropped, but it clearly dropped.
Well, I can say from my own experience, I am an alcoholic. I don't drink and haven't for a long time, but I had a partner back when I drank who I'd lied to a million times, not purposefully. I wanted to quit, but I ended up relapsing all the time. And that lady dealt with it. And ultimately, right. And ultimately that person can't trust you anymore. They just can't. And so I don't know what's going to happen between these two, but I do know that as I was trying to pull myself out of this and also keep my relationship together, she was so mad at me that she just couldn't. And she had every right to be mad at
you,
me.
You have
but
said
she
this
just
too,
couldn't.
Like the scorched earth thing.
It's really, no matter how hard I tried, she could not. And I don't blame her, but I'm saying, as he says, I'm going to try to re-earn their trust. Sometimes you just can't.
Right.
You just can't.
You just can't.
And especially
you can try, but
if a bunch of stuff starts falling out of the sky about his past behavior, which seems to be happening.
So he reportedly, we're talking about Dave Grohl of Nirvana, Foo Fighters. He's been married for 21 years to a woman named Jordan Bloom. They have 3 daughters together, and he reportedly hired a divorce attorney before announcing that he'd had a child. He's fathered a child outside of his marriage. He enlisted a divorce lawyer. I do not have the exact date, and I'm looking at page 6 here. The exact date is unknown, as well as the reason why, although I'm pretty sure we have an inkling. His rep did not respond. Surprise.
408 says, Sarah, people hire family law lawyers for custody and child support as well. So he might be preparing for the baby mama to sue him for support.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah, they say divorce lawyer, but look, he probably just is like, I have stepped in it and I'm going to need a lawyer. So I'm going to get one of those. Let's just get someone working on my side. 55-year-old Dave Grohl surprised fans on Tuesday, announcing he'd had an extramarital affair that resulted in him welcoming a daughter. Planned to be a loving, supportive parent to her. He went on to say he loves his wife. He's doing everything he's possible to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. I don't doubt that he wants to try to save that.
Well, that my point in what I said was he might very well want to try to and can't.
And can't.
And so it doesn't matter what he wants now. It's up to the wife to decide whether she can let him go back out on tour and be and live her life without fretting.
Yeah.
What's going to drop it. So I have a text.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
415 says, I heard Dave Grohl had an 11-year relationship with this baby mama. It's coming out now. There's things coming out. Awful. So I read some stuff the other day about his first wife. And his comment at the time was a fair one, which was, we got married too young. She's the coolest, nicest. You know, he kind of had a nice thing to say about her, but we couldn't. But then that person's comments were, he cheated on me. And, you know, I'm not going to excuse a rock star, but we do have a tendency to, it's surprising Dave Grohl because he's got that good guy image, but we know rock star behavior. They tour the world and they have people throwing themselves at them all at every venue.
And the exception is the one who has never dabbled.
Like, and the smart people are.
I hate to say it. It's the temptation is constantly around them.
The smart people are the ones that bring their families with them.
Yes.
Because then they can. If you can do that.
Right.
And I'm not saying Michael Franti's doing that for this reason.
Right.
But you see him touring with his wife and kid. And it probably makes it a lot easier to not fall into some other lady.
Right. Well, because he's like, oh, I would need love and comfort. I brought it with me.
Right.
I brought it with me on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go play with that kid of mine.
So another, and these are all rumors. They're out there now.
Yeah.
If you look on the internet, another one was that Pat Smear, the guitar player for the Foo Fighters, had quit the band because of some behavior he was witnessing in Dave Grohl and didn't like it.
Oh.
And was away from the band for a while.
When did he quit?
I don't know.
Mm.
They didn't chronicle the timeline, but it was somehow known to people around their party that Pat Smear went, I'm not watching this show anymore.
You know, that's, I feel like that it is, I've seen people do this, you know, they're clearly operating outside of normal boundaries and their expectation is somehow that you're going to keep that secret for them. And it's just, it's not cool. It's not fair. It's not what somebody wants to see, especially if they have, you know, they want to have respect for you as a friend and a person that they do business with. Like that's, and because there is another person who's being made an absolute fool of. And that's where I just feel for his wife, because this is the guy who is world famous and she's the woman that got cheated on. Like she's gonna have to carry that.
Well,
it just sucks.
It's more than cheat. That they have a child.
Yeah. He's got, I mean, if it's true that he had an 11-year relationship with this other lady, like, that's just gross. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, from what I have heard, and I have been around him, actually, and what I witnessed, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
That's what I witnessed. I've also...
All reports say that.
Right.
He's great.
He just seemed down to earth. He seemed ready to rock. He was fun. He was there 100%. You know, I've been to shows where the musician was so wasted that you just went, I'm not even going to sit in this audience anymore.
Mm.
This guy can barely stand up. They had a guy crawl out onto the stage and hold Perry Farrell up during a Porno for Pyro show. Held him up on the ground. We're like, we can see you, dude.
Right.
You're not invisible.
Just look away.
I'm holding.
Just watch the guy sing it. He's pulling it and doing it. He can't stand, but he can sing.
Anyway.
You know, it's interesting, too, the whole, like, you were talking about, was it a snowboarder or something that he was dating? And
he said, went out with a snowboarder. And
she says that, you know, so they're in this sort of long term, but kind of very rarely seeing each other. Like, it sounds like he loves to have someone to talk to or an actual relationship. If he had an 11-year relationship with this other lady, like, and she knew he was married, like, he's clearly someone who's, like... It's not a serial monogamist at all, because that would mean one person at a time. But he clearly wants that connection. It's not just that he's plowing through groupies at the hotel.
Well, I don't know, but certainly we're starting to see that there are some cracks in the good guy, well, you know,
he's
mold.
A human.
He is human, and I'm not, I'm still going to play the songs I love.
Right.
But I do think that we're about to see a family breakup.
Well, that's too bad. Okay, next story. Something just kind of fun and dumb. You hear about something for life, like you won free chicken wings for life, or, you know, some pizza contest, or, you know, whatever.
Oh, pizza. Like, yeah, I know. Chicken wings, you can keep those.
Well, whatever. You like chicken wings. Come on, stop it. Get them every different way. Sure. Every day you can stop by and pick up some chicken wings at this place, which, okay, fine. It's a contest. Or maybe you paid a certain amount of money, like we're doing a special. You pay a certain amount of money and you get chicken wings for life.
All right.
I don't know why chicken wings became the thing. But it's kind of like you get sick of chicken wings.
That's
my
point.
And you stop going. So, mm-hmm. For the chicken wing vendor, they're like, yeah, we told this guy he could have chicken wings for life. And you know, he stopped coming about a year into the rest of his life. He may stop by here and there. But the longer he goes in between, the less likely we are to give him the free chicken. We're like, who? What? What would you do again? I don't know. Maybe they just can't believe you're still using the benefit or after all those years. Like, oh, you are? You want that?
Well, yeah, I put your logo. I tattooed your logo on my chest. Yes, I want my wings.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to be back tomorrow for more of my wings. So this guy did not win anything, but in 1984, he splashed out $100. This guy's name is Mike Flint.
Mike Flint.
From Columbus, Ohio. And he bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club back in 1984.
Okay.
ZZ Top. It cost $100, which $100 in the 80s. It's still not that much. It's just not, especially with what tickets cost these days.
I never had $100 in the 80s.
So he splashes out $100 in 1984. I remember my first paycheck after working like a whole week at Sears and after taxes and everything, it was $50. And I'm like, this is more money I ever held in my hand. Like, oh, that's $50 check that I'm cashing.
All the money I made, every freaking penny went to keeping that car on the road.
Right.
That's what it was all of, was paying my insurance.
Do you remember
and
what it cost to get put gas in, like a full tank of gas?
No,
what did it cost you?
I don't remember at all.
That was, gas was I like remember under a dollar then.
Well, yeah. I seem to remember it being over a dollar, but under two.
I wonder if you had to, I had a Suburban and it was, it needed regular gas. Like, do they even have regular gas anymore? It's been so long since it's all unleaded, some variety of unleaded.
Yeah, I don't think, no.
And I was paying 86 cents a gallon for the regular gas for my Suburban that was getting like, I don't know, a mile per gallon. It was ridiculous. Big stupid thing.
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to check. How much
would you wouldn't buy the premium, right? You'd have to get, no. get the
I'm telling
gas.
You, every penny went to keeping that dumb car on the road. It was all my friends were like, you do the car and we'll do the drinks. Like that's how I had to, you know.
So this guy doesn't win anything. He just splashes out $100 in 1984. This guy, Mike Flint from Columbus, Ohio. And he got signed up for free ZZ Top tickets for every tour. And he still gets them. And it's been 40 years. He bought this lifetime membership. He has seen every tour since then for free. And those tickets come with backstage passes. So this has turned into an incredible value.
By now, he's part of their family. They know him. They not only see him, but they're probably like, hey, how are the kids?
Well,
hey.
Right. Every time they swing through Ohio, they're like, well, I guess we're going to see Mike Flint
yeah.
of Columbus.
Well, I mean, he's the guy.
Membership also included a satin tour jacket.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. Bumper stickers, a signed poster. He actually says, I can't even find the poster. I've moved. I don't know where the poster is. But he's got a bunch of the other stuff. He's 61 years old now. He has no plans to stop going to ZZ Top shows.
I would go. You know what? I've never seen ZZ Top. I would love to see them.
As long as I have these benefits and I'm still kicking, I'll go see them. I've never had an issue with the tickets not being there. It's just been fabulous and unbelievable.
What a stoked
boom! The tickets
thing.
Are there.
In 1985, gas cost around $1.20 per gallon in the United States. And what might even been a little more in California, but that was about what I remember it being.
That was the average price?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There's your...
And Siggy's were about $1.05.
Were they?
Pack of smokes?
What does it say?
Hold on. But I remembered like that being fairly affordable at the time.
I remember when they went up to $3 a pack, I was so pissed. That's when I started buying cartons of cigarettes. God, it's ridiculous. I can get them for $20 for a carton. Oh, damn it. This is a cute story.
Okay.
While you research that.
I am looking.
I'm just not going to sit here and wait. Coldplay, they have a new... they have a new record coming out in just a couple of weeks. Jane will know all the details, but it's called Moon Music. And they announced this a couple months back. They revealed their cover art and some merch and that the release date was October 4th, 2024. So this past Saturday, apparently, let me walk this back. During a show they did in Dublin about a week ago.
And Dublin.
Not that Dublin, though. September 2nd, they did a show in Dublin, and Chris Martin sat down at the piano and played a sneak preview of the song.
Mm.
And then the band posted the video up on Twitter. And I'm sure a zillion other people also had their phones out. So this past Thursday, a guy by the name of Paul Delcloy reached out to Coldplay's manager and said, listen, we're getting married this Saturday. This is just this past Saturday. We're getting married on Saturday. And we've seen the Twitter thing. We love that song. It's apparently called All My Love.
Mm.
You know, if you get a good wedding song, that can be some good money for you for years and years.
Oh, for the band,
yeah,
yes.
For the band, right.
Well, what is Trains? Is it Marry Me?
It is.
They've got a good one.
Yeah. I like the Sarah Bareilles one.
She's got a good one.
I Choose You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I love that song so much. If I was getting married today, that would be my song. Anyway, this past Thursday, this guy, Paul, reaches out to the manager and says, listen, me and my fiance, Celine, we love this song, All My Love, and we really love to use it. We'd love to dance to that at our wedding in 2 days. And he put a picture of himself asking, but I guess he reposted a picture of himself and Celine holding a sign asking Coldplay to actually attend the wedding and perform it. That did not happen, but they send the recorded copy of this. It made its debut. It's recorded debut at these
at
people's wedding.
At the Anderson's wedding.
Yes.
Wow. $1.01.
Oh, sorry. The Decloy's wedding.
The Decloy's. Okay.
Delcloy.
In the 80s, the average price per pack of cigarettes was $1.01.
Oh, boy.
$1.01.
Oh. So what is that? A nickel a piece?
Whatever it was. Another part of the budget I didn't have money for, but needed.
What does a pack of cigarettes cost now? Look up like a pack of Marlboros.
I'm going to guess.
I'm so glad I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's $13.
Oh my God, really? I would have said 10. Which would make, I mean, $100 for a carton of cigarettes. So how do you think it's over 10?
This says... the price depends on the type and where it's purchased, but over $10.
Oh, my God. What's the highest you're seeing?
I'm not even seeing the highest. It just says $10.12.
It's such an expensive habit. I'm so glad I am off of that stuff. The nicotine. Damn. So much money. Anyway. Let me see if there's anything else about Coldplay. No, not really. I don't really have time for this. More trouble for Diddy. Yesterday I was telling you about, you know, he didn't show up to answer some lawsuit. And so now he's got $100 million.
So they just said judgment. Guilty.
Yeah, that's a guilt. I think that happens, right? If it's like a real case and it makes it to court and you don't show up, it's like a judgment in absentia. So now there's some other lady who worked for him. She was like on Making the Band or whatever. She's also suing now and coming forward with all her
story. Was that an MTV television show, Making the Band?
Doesn't that sound right, like an MTV thing?
I never watched it, but
maybe
I do
think... like a VH1 thing?
I feel like he had one of those talent shows, never saw it.
Her name is Dawn Richard. And an MTV show called Making the Band.
There you go.
Yep. And she says that he manipulated her by promising to advance her. And that's a theme with all of these people who are suing him. And people are like, why didn't you just leave? And he was saying things like, I will ruin your career. You will have nothing if you leave me. You want to be a singer, don't you? Poor people.
Anyway. Big E launched that guy in a big way. I mean, I think maybe someone else out there would say, no, he found Big E, but
he's a monster.
Yeah. Well, he's reaping what he sowed.
Right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, tons of stuff, including aging Gen Xers don't want to be called grandma, and more after these.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice at 97.3 now has voice message. This is an incredible new feature on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. It allows you to send us your thoughts, your feelings, all in your own voice, all in about 60 seconds, though, okay? Just log into the Odyssey app, check out Alice at 97.3, and then click the mic and start talking.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend your Saturday morning with friends. Same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3.
Sweet.
Meet you there. All right, here's what's happening. So today should be really beautiful. Sunny, highs in the mid-80s.
So far, so good out there.
You know who you are. Napa, Walnut Creek, San Jose. Mid-80s. Everywhere else, you know, somewhere in the high 70s, mid to high 70s. Football tonight. Buffalo at Miami, 5:15 game time. While we're on football for 1 second, Sunday the Niners play in Minnesota at 10 a.m., which leads me to we are number one. The San Francisco 49ers have the most expensive tailgate at $292.
Wow.
Number one.
I don't get it. Why is that? What do you mean? Is there like a lot that you have to pay to get into to be in the tailgate thing? How is this?
Yeah.
Tell me.
And there are people who are pro at this.
Right.
They make it their thing. Every game, it's a thing.
So it's a special
lot. It's actually a bigger thing in many other parts of the country where they'll barbecue, maybe even go the night before.
Right.
And be camping.
Well, we don't have that kind of real estate
down
there.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that, I don't think. But anyway, as we head into week two of the NFL season, a study found even just tailgating at a game can break the bank. Some gambling site looked into how much it cost to tailgate at each NFL stadium in 2024. The average was $205. The price varies quite a bit depending on where you are, though. The most expensive spot just hosted the Monday night game. This was last week. The 49ers have the most expensive tailgate at almost $300. The parking alone accounts for $132 of that.
So if you're willing to pay $132, you can pull into this tailgate area.
And the other 160, well, it's just the parking lot,
right?
It's not a tailgate area per se. It's
just the
parking lot.
Okay.
I think it's just.
So it's $132 to park there.
Friends, you know, caravan in, as far as I know, I could be wrong, but I think you just caravan in with your friends. You get a couple spots next to each other. You pull out your barbecue or whatever you plan to do. You set up a tent.
Right.
You know, and you,
so we're getting there early enough that we're there pregame. Mm-hmm. And
I think that it's super fun. You see guys who bring a bicycle or a skateboard, and you see people who bring, you know, they're playing catch. And if the problem becomes, how bleep faced will you be by game time?
Right.
Most people are fine.
Yeah, most people just sort of handle it, and they go, oh, you know, have a beer right before we go in, maybe.
But
just here for the party, here for the fun.
I had been pretty bummed, actually, how long it took me to finally get to the stadium. Like, I just didn't go to a game. We had a little kid, and then the pandemic and whatever. When we finally got there last year, we're walking in, and the way the stadium's set up, there's like this kind of low open point in the stadium where you walk in the corner.
Yeah.
And right there on this opening was barf. And I was like, oh, God, so gross. And, you know,
and is it like 1 p.m?
It was like well, it was a game. It was a midday game. And it was one of those. But that's the fear. You spend too much time in the parking lot drinking hard alcohol. What do you think you're going to look like by 3 or 4 p.m?
Right. You can't just keep going, my friend. Doesn't work like
that. Well, some people know how to ride a buzz.
Well, not the guy who barf right there. That person doesn't know how.
And, you know, that's not my thing either. I was always like, well,
ride a buzz. We got to have more. Right. Gonna go be alone with my bottle.
The rest of the top five most expensive tailgates are the Rams, the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Washington Commanders. All well over $200 to show up pregame and tailgate.
Well, for lots of people, I'm sure that's really worth it. That's, you know, it's a huge part of the game for them. And for diehard fans, that's just, it's such a fun party.
The season goes by fast.
It really does. You blink and you're at week 10.
It coincides with a lot of things like back to school, football starts. Now we're in Halloween and football's still going. And now we're in Christmas and football's still going. And
you
oh my God, the
even.
Season's
just
over.
Everything.
And here we are now at the playoffs.
Right. It's the dead of winter, and we're about to have a Super Bowl.
So, anyway, go Niners. Number one. Aging Gen Xers are having trouble with the name Grandma and Grandpa.
Is it just that they don't like Grandma and Grandpa, or they're just like, I don't want to hear that yet? Because
I think it's that. I don't think they want to be called Granny.
So it's not about, like, I would rather be Nana or Mimi. Or
they
Nona.
Are saying that they'd rather be Gaga, Mimi, Gigi, anything but Grandma.
Oh, I don't mind Grandma.
You don't mind Grandma?
I don't. My Mimi was a Grandma to all my other cousins. For some reason, my Grandma and Grandpa on my dad's side were Mimi and Ga. And everybody else, all the other cousins called them Grandma and Grandpa, and I never called them anything but Mimi and Ga.
I had it in my head. I don't even think I ever shared this with you. Maybe I did, though, because when do I ever keep anything to myself? I was going to tell my kids to call me Vince.
I don't recall that. That's really funny.
I had it in my head that I would just, I don't need to be Dad. You guys can call me Vince. And I had it in my head. And then when they started calling me Dad, I was like, I will never tell you to not call me Dad. Mm. Like, I'm your dad.
Yeah. Well, you were also going to wear gloves when you changed them.
That's true. You know, I did buy gloves and was planning and had it in my head that I'm never
touching kid pee.
Not.
Or et cetera.
Using these gloves to change this kid. And then you're living your life and there's no time for that crap.
Mm-mm. No.
You're just
running with a baby who's got a leaking diaper that's just an elephant dump, and it's on you. It's on the floor. It's on your feet. You can't get to the tub.
I don't even know if I ever did it once because it was that quick a splash of water. Like, you're going to get gloves before you change this little thing's diapers.
Yeah.
Anyway, turns out I'm okay with Dad. And
well, Dad's your name. That's part of your identity now.
I might have to just go, I'll tell you what. I will be Grandpa aged by the time these kids, if they have kids while I'm still alive.
I hate to break this to you.
What?
But my kids could have had kids 5 years ago. Like, we're about the same age. We could both be grandparents right now.
Well, except that my kids are, my daughter, no, one I know, of my daughters saying, is five. I mean, yeah. Let's hope not.
Well, it's like you always say, you had your own grandkids.
I did. Anyway, Gen X is too cool for grandma and grandpa.
I got done being cool a long time ago, and life is so much easier. Call me whatever you want. Grandma, you got it. Call me grandma now, Vin.
My mom was absolutely...
Nona.
Just said, they're going to call me Nona. That's what you call an Italian grandmother. The end. And we went, all right, take it easy.
She didn't want any, you know, made up name.
We don't have to fight over it.
Like, my mom is still Manga to my kids.
And Christina's mom is Maka.
Maka.
And has always been. So, anyway, I like that Gen X still thinks of themselves as cool enough to forego certain titles.
You'll probably be cool your whole life. I'm sure you'll hang right onto that coolness. All the kids will be like, wow, that's like the coolest old person I ever met.
These are not the... Speaking of, we've been talking about language a little bit this morning. Someone found the most mispronounced names in English by looking at how often they're looked up on a website that gives you name pronunciations.
Is number one Isla?
It's not, and it should be. Mm. And number two should be Eddie.
You named your kids Isla and Eddie?
I had no idea that these two names would be so difficult. You really do have to bounce names off people so they might be able to save you.
Edie's definitely going to be nicknamed Eddie by her older friends. So when she gets older, she'll be Eddie.
What I have found is that people just don't look. They read a word by, like...
That's what it is?
They're just... Oh, that's Eddie. If there's one D, dude. Like, come on. Now,
maybe you should have put two E's.
Well,
then you go, oh, E.
What I should have done is given her a Edith. Full name, Eden, Edith, whatever, right. And then we could just...
Oh, Eden's cute.
Eden. Oh, it would have all been fine, but I want to call her Edie. And the truth is, I didn't know it was going to be such a problem.
Yeah, well, it isn't that big of a problem.
One of my favorite bands, this is part of the reason I use the name. One of my favorite bands has a song called Edie Chow Baby. It's The Cult. It's on their album. I've known it for all through the 80s.
I really wish I could play it for you right now.
Oh, do that.
I literally can't do it. Let me see if I can do it.
It doesn't matter.
It's possible, though.
But the names that you're about to hear will shock you because what? The number one top English name that people have trouble pronouncing, Anne. A-N-N-E.
Oh.
Now these, they say here are the top 10 Anna? English names people in, they say in other countries struggle with.
Oh.
Okay, so that's a very important part of the puzzle.
That's a big piece
But still, Anne. James.
Oh, James. Yes.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's Jaime.
Sure, yeah.
So you might go, is that Jaimez? Mm. Except, no, there's no I there, dude. Lauren, Evelyn, Christian. Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor.
Ellie, hello.
Eleanor is a great name.
Ashley, Robert, Jane, Joan.
That's pretty funny. That's,
These are basic names.
Right. Well, we were missing that crucial part where it was people in other countries.
Yeah,
have to look them up.
But still, Anne?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I love a fast fact, Vin. Fast Fox.
Your brain.
Uh-oh. What about it?
Represents 2% of your body weight and uses up to 20% of your body's energy, more than any other organ.
Well, that's where all the good stuff is.
That's right. I tell my kids that all the time. Mm.
That's where you are. You live in there.
The most remote place on Earth where people live is an island called Tristan da Cunha.
Oh, my.
In the south part of the Atlantic Ocean, there are around 250 people living there. And the closest people live 1,500 miles away.
Oh, is it tropical or is it like really far south, like down toward Antarctica or something?
They just say it's in the south part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, boy.
And there's 250 people living there.
It's very lonely.
Well, you know everybody, wouldn't you?
Sure would. It's like a small school.
It's illegal to own any debris from the Challenger explosion. If you get caught with some, you could get 10 years in prison.
Wow. Did people hide it from the government?
When it came down? I have no... they just want
all those pieces because they're part of American history or part of an investigation or why?
It's very strange. It's 10 one of those
years
things.
In prison.
10 years in prison if you have a piece debris from the Challenger explosion.
I wonder if that goes for like any plane crash or any sort of disaster where there's been an investigation.
Although then again, you know, Who knows? They deal with it because you think about it. If people are robbing people when they evacuate, what's to stop someone from showing up at an accident site and trying to see what else they can find?
Let me grab that. Might be able to get some money out of that. Hmm.
The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game, not a movie.
Is right. That's, I mean, it makes sense, right?
I don't know. I mean, does it?
Sure. Take me out to the ball game. Buy me peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
You know this song. Yeah. We've got a version of that somewhere.
I guess it does sort of make sense. You know, take me out. Take me out to the ball game. That's where I want to go.
You don't want to go.
I don't actually. Right. I'd much rather watch a game at home. If I have to watch a game, I'll watch it at home. I find baseball very boring.
But. When the breathalyzer was created in the 1930s, it was called the Drunkometer.
In the 1930s,
it was called the Drunkometer.
Well, they weren't wrong. So what the heck?
Right. What the heck?
First of all, how did they? I would have never guessed they had invented that technology back in the 1930s. And that would have been right after the end of Prohibition, right? Wasn't that until the end of the 1920s?
I don't know.
And they were just like, all right, we'll let you have your liquor, but you can't drive drunk in the 12 cars that exist.
Right.
I know. I guess people had cars by then. I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Mm-hmm. I'm Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Anne. And Latin countries pronounce it Annie.
Oh.
Okay.
They don't get the silent E then, I guess. That would make sense. We do have a lot of stuff like that in English.
My son has a friend named Eden, and everyone calls her Todd. Todd! What?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
We're missing the joke.
I don't.
Well, there's going to be... There's definitely going to be nicknames for every kid gets some nicknames. Do you guys ever shorten Isla down to anything? Call her Lala or
no? You know, that's one of those things that because we called Edie sister at first, and it just
so that's sort of stuck.
It didn't though.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Oh, that's
like
over.
she's
Hulk
Edie
baby as well.
A Hulk baby, yeah.
Yo, Hulk.
So you know, that's one of those things. I think it's on the parents to really decide. We're going to have a nickname for this kid and push it and use it.
Right.
And we didn't. So they kind of
fell by the wayside. She'll get old enough that her friends will start to, you know, it'll be funny. It'll be funny to them when every year at the beginning of the year, every teacher calls her Eddie. And so her name will be Eddie.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's funny.
She's still got some Hulk in her, though. So you may be
not be allowed.
Yeah, you may be asking for it.
She may crush that one.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the thing, Dork Johnson. You know, you just don't know.
Oh, you do. Mm. Some people will try to sabotage your wonderful nicknames.
Because they can tell.
I'm called
bothering you.
Cool Breeze all over the place.
My God.
But, you know.
You are cool like a breeze. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to let that everyone
415 says
in. Cool Breeze.
James here. When traveling to non-English speaking countries, lots of folks have trouble with the pronunciation. I didn't think it was that bad to be at the top of the list, but there it is. So Annie is what Anne has become. And he doesn't even say what James ends up being, but I'm guessing they're sort of, it's the Spanish, right?
Right.
Jaimes? What? When I worked at 7-Eleven on Miller Ave, right by Sarah's house, cigarettes.
I'm in there all the time.
You are?
Sure.
Don't buy cigarettes.
No, but you might stop in, buy a lottery ticket.
Cigarettes were 45 cents a pack.
Oh, my God.
And people were bitching when the price went to 50.
Oh, my God. So you're old, right? Person who was working at 7-Eleven when cigarettes cost 45 cents a pack. I mean, for God's sake, my mom used to give me a dollar and a note when I was 5 years old and send me to the corner store near our house. You know, my mom has an addiction problem. Can I? And I would get change back from the dollar and be able to buy some candy. Like, I think they were 60 cents a pack.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Damn.
But we did get cigarettes we had a Shakey's Pizza near our house and it had one of the pull machines.
Oh, those were everywhere.
So you could get them without anyone sort of going,
carding you.
You're nine. What are you doing trying to buy cigarettes?
God, you know, I can't kick the habit.
No, there's me and Jason Cisco going, we got him. Let's go behind the bushes behind Safeway.
Wherever we're going. We're well on our way.
I got the stuff. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Last night's VMAs and more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.